push to drive down health care costs for public school employees has suddenly taken over the political debate in Montpelier, but efforts to control those expenses have actually been going on behind the scenes for 2 years now. BPR's Peter Hirschfeld talked with two of the people that have been leading that charge.
Public school employees get their health insurance through something called the Vermont Education Health Initiative, or VHI for short. It's a nonprofit that's been offering health plans to school districts for more than 20 years. And about 2 years ago, for reasons related mostly to the Federal Affordable Care Act, VHI decided it would soon be time to blow up its old policies and come up with new plans.
We have invested tremendous time and energy into designing these new plans to bring value to our members and to bring the opportunity for savings to the state of Vermont.
That's Laura Sorries, the president of VHI. The new plans will go into effect on January 1st of next year, and that means every school district in the state is renegotiating healthcare contracts that cover not just teachers, but school support staff as well. Sorries says that when VHI began creating the new plans, cost containment was a top priority. And after consulting with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, they landed on a new strategy.
What's changing that is taking the most focus in people's energy is that our out-of-pocket costs are being increased in these new plans.
Here's the premise. If policyholders have to pay more money up front for medical services, they won't rack up as many medical bills. There's a term for this actuarial phenomenon, and it's called induced utilization. Sorries says the idea is to shift consumer behavior in ways that lower overall healthcare expenses among the 36,000 Vermonters covered by VHI, but not to do it in ways that lead to poorer health outcomes.
Because if we can pay fewer claims without impacting people's healthcare, that's good for the system because that means our premiums can stay lower, which means school budgets and employees' share of premium from their paychecks can stay lower.
Here's the rub. The premium savings baked into VHI's projections assume some out-of-pocket exposure for teachers and other school employees covered by those plans. But
whether or not employees will have higher out-of-pocket costs depends on the bargaining at the local level.
So, Governor Phil Scott wants to take the guesswork out of that equation by creating a statewide teacher healthcare contract. He says it would give his administration the ability to ensure that public school employees have some skin in the game, as it were. The teachers' union and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate say the governor's plan is an assault on the collective bargaining rights of public school teachers. Here's Sorries again.
And so we've sort of found ourselves thrown into the limelight where our effort that's been a broad effort for 2 years is intersecting with the state's desire to find some property tax savings.
Sorries says she has no opinion on the governor's plan. Neither does Mark Hage, a VHI trust administrator who's also the member benefits administrator at the Vermont NEA, which represents teachers and other school employees.
I think it's best for Laura and I just to steer clear of that political debate. That's for others to handle.
Hage says affordability is critical when it comes to health benefits, and he says keeping costs down is a worthwhile enterprise. But he says using financial disincentives to drive down overall healthcare costs is an approach that VHI will have to monitor closely. Hage says actuaries will be able to tell VHI if people are accessing less care.
They cannot tell you if lower utilization was a medically wise decision by an individual or family or not. And hopefully down the road we'll be able to make some judgments about that based on our own surveys and work.
The debate over the health plans that Sorries and Hage helped create will likely culminate this week when lawmakers and the governor return to the State House to try to negotiate a compromise and avoid a budget veto. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.